not going to be quiet there either. It's good to have you in the house of the Lord on this beautiful Sunday morning. Told someone yesterday, complaining about the snow, I said, in Alabama, if you don't like the weather, wait around about 45 minutes, it might change. Appreciate Brother Gary taking the rain while we went to Smoky Mountains for a few days, and I made up my mind after we got back that I'm going to start going to the north end of town on my vacation. Tough ride, amen, but had a good time, enjoyed ourselves, but I appreciate this church, appreciate your faithfulness, your dedication to the Lord. You want to turn to the book of John. Oh, my main focus is going to be upon verse 40. But what I'd like for you to do to just open up to the 11th chapter of St. John. And I want to I'm not even going to read the text. I'm just going to kind of go over this chapter. I know what I'm wanting to bring out. I asked the Lord before I came up here to help me to speak His Word and lay it out where we all can understand what the message is here today that we can take home with us. Do I have anybody here that believes in the supernatural? I mean, you believe in the supernatural. We live in a day and a time that many people have put God in a box. Amen. They only take Him out when they need a blessing here and there. But I'm so thankful this morning that we serve a supernatural God, that He's not limited. I'll be the first to tell you that I don't have all the answers, don't understand everything. But I also tell you that God's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or even think. Amen. In John 11 and 1, we're going to just kind of give you an outline of this. We find in verse 1 that a certain man named Lazarus, he was sick. It was the same town where Mary and her sister Martha lived. We skip down to verse 3, we find that Mary and Martha had sent a message to Jesus, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Then we notice in verse 4, we find that Jesus, when he had heard this, I want you to note the words that he said. He said, this sickness is not unto death. In other words, there is a sickness unto death. But he says, this sickness is not unto death. If it's not unto death, then what is it? He answers it. But for the glory of God, that the Son might be glorified. I want to tell you, there's a message right there. Skipping on down to verse 6, we find that after Jesus had heard that Lazarus was sick. And I want you to note this, that he remained 2 days in that same place. Then I want to skip on down to verse 11. We find that Jesus said to the disciples, our friend Lazarus sleepeth. Now, his disciples didn't really understand that or what he was saying. Our friend Lazarus is sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of his sleep. You skip on down to verse 12. The disciples said, if he sleeps, he shall do well. But they didn't understand that Lazarus was dead. Now, I already said I don't understand everything that goes on. I can read my Bible and not understand everything that goes on. We have Lazarus is dead. Mary and Martha sending for Jesus. Jesus remaining in the place for 2 days. Now Lazarus is not sick, he's dead. So you kind of understand, you know, where I'm going here. So the disciples said, if he's asleep, then he's doing good. You know, I can do that a lot of things, but sleep is not one of them. So if he's asleep, he doeth good. But they didn't understand what Jesus was saying. He's saying that Lazarus is dead. Verse 14, Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. Then we skip on down to verse 20. We find that Martha had heard that Jesus was coming, went out to meet him. Then in verse 21, we find that Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother would have not died. Let that soak in. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would have not died. Now, before you get down on Martha, understanding that in verse 22, we find her speaking faith. When she said, whatsoever thou will ask of God, will give it thee. So Lazarus is not just sick, he's dead. Now, in verse 23, we find that Jesus spoke of the supernatural when he said, thy brother shall rise again. Now, Martha misunderstood that. For Martha said in verse 24, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last days. See, we believe that death is not the end. We believe there's going to be a resurrection. But we understand that Jesus wasn't talking about the resurrection, you know, when the dead in Christ shall rise first, and, you know, and so on and so on. So Martha says, I know, you know, he's going to rise again on the resurrection of the last day. But then we go down to verse 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I feel something bubbling up here. Then we go down to verse 32. We find that Mary, that she's saying, if Martha had already said this. Now, Martha was more of the big mouth. You hang around the big mouth, you'll get a big mouth. But we find in verse 32, we find that Mary's saying the same thing that Martha said. If I hadst been here, my brother would have not died. Now this I know, I'm speaking to somebody this morning. Because I know every one of us have had that time in our life when things didn't go just like we had planned. So Martha says, if you'd been here, my brother would have not died. Mary now is saying, if you had have been here, my brother would have not died. In verse 34, Jesus asked the question, where have you laid him? And he's calling now to tell us. And they said, come and see. Now I want you to pay close attention to verse 35. And it says, and Jesus wept. Now there's something in that too. Did he not know that Lazarus was going to come forth? Yes, he did. But yet when he looks at Mary and Martha, he weeps. I'll say more about that in a little bit. Then in verse 38, we find as Jesus came to the tomb, he groaned in himself. And he found a cave and a stone that laid upon it. Then in verse 39, we find that Jesus gives them the test of believing in the supernatural. He said to Mary and Martha, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. I want you to pay close attention to what I just said. Jesus says to Mary and Martha, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Or thou wouldest see the glory of God. Then in verse 41, we find that they passed the test. It says, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. Now we understand that Jesus tells them when he gets to the tomb, he weeps. He tells them, if you'll believe, you're going to see the glory of God. But he tells them to do something. Now here's the problem in the church. We believe in the supernatural, but we're not willing to do nothing. I like it when God performs the miracle and I don't have to do anything. But sometimes we ask God to do the miracle, but we're not obeying what He told us to do. Oh, I got to say that one more time. Sometimes we believe that God's going to give us a miracle, but we're not willing to obey Him. He turns to Mary and Martha. He tells them to remove the stone. I wonder what would have happened if Mary and Martha hadn't removed the stone. Now, I want to tell you, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but here's the problem. He says, remove the stone. Now, we understand that Mary and Martha, they didn't speak in faith. They're thinking along. You know, sometimes this here gets us in trouble. You know what he says. Now, look at your neighbor and say, this gets you in trouble. I believe in education, but I want to tell you, sometimes we've educated ourselves right out of the supernatural. So he tells Mary and Martha to move the stone. And what did they come back with? They came back with this, you know, by this time he stinketh. He'd been dead 4 days. You see, I understand that. He stinketh by this time. Now, in verse 41, we find that they passed the test because it said that they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. Then in verse 43, we see the supernatural when Jesus cries out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." Then verse 44, "And he that was dead came forth, bound hands and foot, with grave clothes. Then said Jesus, loose him and let him go." Now I want you to understand something. Mary and Martha was told to do two things. Number one, they were told to remove the stone. Then after Jesus had resurrected Lazarus, they were told to loose him from his grave clothes. And once again, I wonder, how many times have we missed out on the miracles because we're not obeying what God told us to do? Now, you don't want a dry sermon, do you? I've got a goal in this message. And my goal is going to be that we don't limit ourselves to the natural by missing out on the supernatural. And you're going to understand this a little bit more as I go. Understanding that the supernatural is when God trumps His own laws. You'll understand that phrase a little more as I go on. In other words, He overrules Himself. Now what do you mean? I believe in the law of gravity. What goes up must come down. As a kid, I thought I could fly. I'd go up the ladder and I'd look, but I found out I couldn't. Not only is it, you see, we get used to the natural laws. It's sort of like, the sun comes up in the morning. Sun's going to go down in the evening. We get used to that. But how many know that God has the say-so in all of that? There's natural laws that we get so used to that we think it's just like... But when God comes on the scene, He can walk up to the tomb and say, "Lazarus, come forth." And He comes forth out of the grave. My, 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 my. Hallelujah. Could it be that we have educated ourselves to the point that we don't even believe in the supernatural? Now, once again, I'm going to say, young people, they're right here. Not you, Steve. Right here. Go to school. Get educated. Go to college. Get educated. Get all the education that you can. But I want to tell you, when you get educated to the point that you don't believe in the supernatural, you've got a problem. So I'm here to tell you that the supernatural is when God overrules Himself. He can make something go up and stay up. Now, the sun goes up, it comes down. But in Joshua 10 and 13, I can show you where he made the sun to stand still for a day. The supernatural goes beyond the natural laws that are predictable. How many know that when God shows up, something happens? Amen. He'd go to a funeral and mess it up. So could it be that we've educated ourselves out of the supernatural? You see, in the natural, we see before we believe. I believe that Brent Pack is in church at the Fort Payne Family Worship Center this morning. You want to know why I believe that? I saw him. Amen? So we understand in the natural, we see before we believe. But in the supernatural, it's a little different. You got to believe before you can see. There's a difference. Anybody can believe that Brent's here. Can't you see him? But in the supernatural, you have to believe first before you're going to see the result. I'm speaking to somebody here because you have been speaking positive. You've been speaking, I'm going to receive, I'm going to receive, I'm going to receive. I want to tell you, keep on believing and keep on speaking it. You're about to see the supernatural come to pass. So Jesus said, take away the stone. You don't understand. We're just like Mary and Martha. We argue with God. Well, he stinketh by now. Been dead 4 days. But Jesus said to Martha in verse 40, did I not say unto you? How many has ever had God to correct us the second time, the third time, the fourth time? Did I not say unto you, but yet we forget? Did I not say unto you, if you will believe, notice this, if you will believe, you will see the glory of God. I'm here to tell somebody this morning, you need to keep on believing. You are going to see the glory of God manifested. It don't take no faith to see something and believe it. But it takes faith to believe before you see. So he tells them, if you will believe, you're going to see the glory of God. Now, what is the glory of God? I want to tell you, it is God advertising himself. God on display. God on, woo, hallelujah. I'm lost for words here on that. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, it is God showing up and going completely against nature. What we can't do in the natural, God does. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My. I feel something here this morning. Now, the problem is that we're so tied to the natural that we miss out on the supernatural. I mean, I'm so used to what goes up comes down. I'm so used to the sun coming up, the sun going down. I'm so used to this. I'm so tired of these things. But how about when God shows up and he goes against the natural? Now, Mary and Martha, they called on Jesus to heal their brother. But Jesus showed up late. Now, how would you like for Gary gets a phone call. so-and-so's at the point of death. Would you please get over here in a hurry? Family needs you, Gary. Soon as I get through washing my truck, I'll be right on over. But you understand, you know, Jesus showed up late. Oh, Lord, I ain't got patience with late people. Do you? I don't have. I mean, some people can leave early and still show up late. If you'd been here, my brother would have done that. He knew that Lazarus was sick, but he stays there two more days. I don't know about you. I think we need to get the deacon board together. We need to vote Gary out. There's a problem here. Amen. He knew to be there, but he washed this truck. And that's the same thing with Jesus. He waited there knowing. Now let's get down to where the rubber meets the road. If the truth is known, many of you have prayed for something, and because it didn't go down the way that you planned, you got disappointed in the Lord. If you've been here, Lord, this would have not happened. Now stay with me. Jesus wept at the pain of Mary and Martha. He knew what he was going to do. I believe, him and Daddy had already talked. Daddy says, just stay there a couple of days. We're going to show these people something. Amen? But how many know that Jesus wept even though he knew that he was fixing to resurrect Lazarus? He wept. I've come to tell you he weeps with you. So he says, remove the stone. They did what Jesus told them. The natural law says he stinks. The supernatural says, Lazarus, come forth. So we limit the supernatural when we don't do what God says. We don't remove the stone. Now, can I tell you here this morning that God has a revealed will? Somebody said, I don't know what the will of God is. Read the Bible. You'll know what the will of God is. So God has a revealed will, and I love to read what's mine. But you got to understand, not only does he have a revealed will, he has a secret will. Read this story. They didn't understand. And there's things in our lives that we don't understand, but he has a revealed will and he has a secret will. And I got scripture for it. Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which were revealed belong unto us and to our children forever. So he has a secret will. Fasten your seatbelt just for a minute. Look to your neighbor and say, he's fixing to hit me. You cannot get to God's secret will if you disobey God's revealed will. So in other words, when God says remove the stone, you need to remove the stone. When God says, take off the grave clothes, then you need to start taking off the grave clothes. Look at verse 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hands, foot, grave clothes. His face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Somehow or another, I just don't believe that Mary and Martha could move that stone by themselves. I believe there's others involved. In the closing part of this service here this morning, we need to be thankful that we are a family. The Fort Payne Family Worship Center is a family. And what that means is sometimes the stone is just way too big for me to move myself. That's why I need Dylan to help me. I need others to help me. Sometimes I've been at those places so long that I know that I stinketh by now. But I hear Jesus calling my name. But I need somebody to help me take off these grave clothes. Somebody that will obey God, help me move the stone. Somebody help me take off the grave clothes. Thank God for the family of God. When one hurts, we all hurt. That's a family. But I'm here to tell you, there's some people here today that needs to start moving some stone. The stone, there's others that the stone has already been moved, but yet you're still in those grave clothes. Dead. There's some people here to help take off those old grave clothes today that you can be loose and set free. Sometimes we need help. I need help. So as you stand all over this house, I've done my very best to obey the Heavenly Father. Nothing you've been preached over and over again about old Lazarus, Mary and Martha. But I know what it is to need help. I know what it is for brothers and sisters to join in and help me. But this morning, if you're here, you've got some stones that need to be rolled away. We've got some prayer warriors that's going to get with you. We have to, we'll go to a rental place and get us some big equipment. That stone's way too big to be moved. We'll do everything we can to get that stone moved away. We're going to do everything we can to get you set free. Without any begging, without any pleading. You got stones. I want you to come. I want you to come and let this body pray over you. Help you. Help you to get free this morning. Help you to get loose. Are they others this morning? Are they others? I believe that Jesus is going to call your name just like he did Lazarus. when he calls your name, you're going to come forth. Are there others this morning you've never been saved? Today is the perfect day for you to get right with God. They're fixing to sing. Prayer warriors, you feel led to pray with these. We want you to come. Help them move those stones away. There may be others while they're coming to pray. You feel free to come.